This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is the 6th day of July. Tell me, we lost the American elections, you know that? Election, we lost American independence. What is wrong with me this morning? You know, I wake up thinking bad things.
What do you mean bad things?
Look, when my wife is not sleeping next to me at night.
Oh, your wife's in Cape Town with the boys.
Cape Town with the boys, yeah. So I'm thinking.
So you're on your own?
Yeah, on my own.
And she had a lot.
She always directs me. She says, no, you mustn't think about those things. You must think only about those things.
Well, it's good to be on your own, Roy. You now have to mature. You know, you have to know.
I have to mature now.
So what do you mean? The American Independence Day was on 4th of July.
4th of July.
Actually, it's every year on the 4th of July.
Yeah, but I lost it. Like, normally, I would talk about it yesterday. It was Tuesday.
It's America.
Well, I celebrated for them.
Very far. You celebrate.
He celebrates because he likes Donald Trump.
No,
I celebrated for that. Yeah. See, I went and had a glass of wine
and a hot dog.
Okay.
I don't know what Americans eat. Hot dogs and burgers. That's why they fat.
They're obese.
I
couldn't believe it when I was in America. They used to serve a plate with mountains of food.
Jeeps.
I mean, food just flowed wherever you went. I mean, it's amazing.
There was research lately that says that people that eat a lot of French fries doesn't live too long.
Lately? It wasn't lately. It was quite a while ago. I mean, how many Frenches can you eat? Can you eat?
Listen, there's American people that eat McDonald's three times a day.
Well, you remember the movie? About
the movie guy. Tactic, yes.
Yes.
But there is Americans that live on McDonald's,
right,
especially if it costs so little.
Yeah, it costs so little. And you know, in South Africa, I met a guy, actually Jewish
you
guy.
You told me, yeah.
That used to take his family every evening to McDonald's because he calculated as the cheapest meal.
No, definitely.
Would you believe that? But you got kids.
It's
you
wanna, cheapest
you
wanna, meal.
You want to kill yourself?
It's not terribly healthy, I'm afraid.
You kill yourself, but you die happily and have more money.
No, guys, if you want to join our conversation, please, it's 074-654-7335. You can also SMS us 34519. Or WhatsApp us, and you can leave a voice note as well on 062-148-2374. I want...
So who do we have in the studio this morning, Roy?
Who do we have in the studio? So we've got Peter Feldman.
Hello.
He's our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic, and yesterday he had one movie. The rest, I didn't even pay attention.
One and a half.
One movie in a quarter.
In a quarter.
A quarter.
Yeah.
We had Spider-Man.
We had Spider-Man,
That's
which apparently is
about.
A very nice movie.
Yeah, it's good.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Goes back to the origins of it's a young guy, 15-year-old.
The first movie that Marvel doing for Spider-Man. Spider-Man was belong to Disney. And they not DC, Disney.
Yeah.
Disney,
that's what I said.
Walt Disney. And they sold it to
Marvel,
and that's the first time Marvel is doing a Spider-Man movie.
They've done a reboot.
And they're going to put him together with the Avengers, and it's going to be a whole new...
He's
joining the universe.
That's right. That's the story. That's when he meets Tony Stark, the Iron Man, and Iron Man has to train him.
He already been with Tony Stark in the old Avengers movie.
But now I'm talking about the new movie.
Yes.
In which he meets Tony Stark, and Tony Stark is his mentor, and he's going to now join the Avengers. But he has to train. He's only 15 years old, and he's still at college, at school.
Yeah, I mean, he's still
learning.
I mean,
he's still not used to his powers that he's now got from this little machine attached to his wrist. Presses a button, and boom, out comes a web. And these are strong webs. They're not like your normal spider web,
Roy. Proper, eh?
They are proper, proper.
Proper, well made.
So that's the movie that's happening on Friday.
So that's basically what makes him Spider-Man. That's it? He's got a machine that shoots.
Yeah. No, but didn't the spider beat him? Not in this movie.
Well, that was the original, but there's no spider biting him in this movie.
He's just
an invented little boy, and he's created all these little gadgets.
And that's what makes him. So he don't have any special superpowers.
Not that I can ascertain from the movie. And he meets Tony Stark has got this special suit.
Yeah.
And he presses a button, and the suit goes around him.
And he's got this thing in his heart that make his heart work.
No, that's Iron Man. you're talking.
We're no,
talking
but he's also got the
he
the
made
spider,
for Spider-Man yes, yes. a special suit.
Oh. But he's amazing the way he moves. He you know uses.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just move like this because you invent machine.
No, but there's more to it than that. We won't discuss it.
I want to introduce. We've got as well Liel.
Liel has a lot to say.
We've got Liel Rimon. Is basically an expert in watches, in Swiss watches and diamonds, and is situated in Corner South and Rivonia, just behind the Shell Garage, a place called Topkesh. And thank you for coming here this morning. And you, Peter, thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure,
joining
Roy.
Me. And yesterday we launched a new slot called the Wine Slot. And I must say, I got quite a few emails that complained, you know, from complaints from insurance problems to Woolworths and municipality. I think the problems with insurance are quite easy because they want to keep a good, a clean slate. So if you got problems with insurance, just let us know. I promise you, the power of media is power.
And Roy, what are we going to do? Are we going to look into it? Are we going to contact the various people at the various organizations
yes.
and say that they have a customer who's dissatisfied with service?
And I want to interview them on air. And I promise you on air, they're going to say and fix. I'm sure on air they don't say stuff
more,
which is...
You can't always fix everything.
No, I don't believe I can fix everything. I mean...
And Johannesburg as a city have problems that we're struggling with them for...
City of Johannesburg.
Many, many years.
Like, people are overpaying for stuff and this stuff you can't really finish. This is... Johannesburg problems are a problem.
Johannesburg got a new government for not even 1 year. And we have to give them a chance.
You know, let me tell you something. I spoke to a couple of officials, and I can't mention names because it's still I'm still speaking to them to come here and speak to us on air. So I spoke to a couple of officials, and they said to me something like this. The ANC government was ruling Johannesburg for the last 23 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking at us and says, hey, you've been 8 months, nothing happened. So first of all, a lot of things stop from happening. They're busy stopping stuff from happening. There were billions of rents that went. He says, you can't take the money of the city and suddenly fix all the potholes and all the robots. You can't.
It's impossible.
But he guaranteed he's going to fix 15 robots a day, which I think he does. There is a small... I do believe the guy is doing a good job. He's hitting brick walls many times because it's not easy. It's just not easy. People are there to take advantage of the system, and still the old regime or the new regime is there, but the old regime is still operating to the down.
And the old regime is still upset that the new regime's come in because 100%. A lot of jobs are...
No, but don't forget that there are officials and people still with contracts, and until they will go, and they are, let's be fair, they are corrupt.
It's not going to be a miracle.
When they will go, they will replace them with someone a bit better, and then it will
stop. Let's hope
so. It's going to be... It's going to happen, but I think it's going to happen.
But everything takes time, Roy. Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, but if you're busy breaking something for 23 years, you can't accept the next guy to fix it in...
No, that's what I'm saying.
In 8 months. It's how long has it been?
Yeah, it's been around about that time. I don't know.
But 8-9 months. Mm. Well, it's from April about now.
Last, yeah.
Is it from April? No. Then it's more than a year. When was it?
Was it April? I think it was
August, wasn't it? No.
It was August. So it's 10 months.
Wasn't it August last year?
So if it was August, it was 10 months.
I don't remember. It's around 1 year. It's less than a year. So.
Yeah, you're right. It was last
year. So what I'm saying is this wine slot... I want you guys to whine. I want you guys to give me some nice... I'm sure... I mean, everyone whines.
I whines and dines.
Everyone cries and say, hey, the insurance company, I'm paying them for 20 years. Now I've got a small claim and they don't pay me. Call me, guys. Call me. Let me know about it. And I promise you, you will see.
I had a problem with the roof. It leaked.
Yeah.
And it came into my study.
Yeah.
So I got the company to have a look.
And?
And they wouldn't pay me out. I said, why? They said, well, you haven't maintained it. He said, if you'd maintained it, spent money over the years, you wouldn't have had the leak.
Was that on the policy?
It was in the policy. So they got out of it, and I ended up having to foot the bill to fix the roof. Yeah. I'm glad I did fix the roof because it was one of your friends who was on your show. And I contacted him. I'm not mentioning any names. Yeah. And he sent a team within a couple of weeks, and they did a very good job. We haven't had heavy rains yet, but we'll see how it goes. But well done, Roy.
Thank you so much. Someone sent us an SMS, says, oh, my good health to eating junk food. M, You see? All right, go for it, buddy.
What did he say?
I owe my good health.
Oh, he owes his good health to eating junk food.
You know, we're gonna
it does make you stronger. Eh?
But doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. I mean, if anybody knows me, I'm not into junk food. I feel so bad after I eat even a little bit of junk food.
But you eat very healthily.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I've been in your office when you've had your tuna and salad.
Yeah,
it's
tuna,
like every day with a few avos thrown in for good measure by Irene, who I think makes your lunch every day. And sometimes you eat lunch at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Sometimes breakfast at 3:30
in the afternoon. Well, that's the way your day evolves.
Are we going to listen to a song? There's Marriage from Danny Sanderson. Afterwards, we're going to go for a little bit of advertising, and we'll be back in the flesh.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. I want you to join us and send us some of your comments on 062-148-2374. That's on WhatsApp. I would like you to give us like a live how do you call it? Like a voice note, because we can put it on air, and it's going to be nice. Put it as a voice note. So you can send us a voice note to 062-148-2374. You can also SMS us to 34519, or call us on air on 74-654-7335.
I think we're adding a new dimension to the show with this little slot, Roy.
Yeah.
So that people can interact with us, and we can see if we can help them, because I think we can only better society.
Let me tell
if
you,
people complain and tell us what's going on, and we can see what we can do.
I encountered all of those before, and I won. If it was Pick and Pay, if it was Woolworths, if it was anything, I won. Wherever other people fail, I won. Give me a chance and I'll show you guys.
That you can do.
Just send me the stuff.
You know, Roy, in these tough times, I think if you're looking for a quick cash fix, you need look no further than, what, Cash In? It's INN. It's your own Pawn Stars SA. And their offices are at 341 Jan Smuts Avenue, Hyde Park, near Hyde Park Corner. And you know, you can bring in your gold, your jewelry, even your watches and your motor car. You know, they don't want you to sell it, to pawn your car. They'd rather you sell your car. And you won't leave empty-handed. Now, we have one team at Cash In who are specialists in antiques, fine art, memorabilia. You've got Eitan there. You've got Roy there. You've got Irene. But we've also got another office, and that is Top Cash. And that's at 185 Ravonia Road, corner south. And there you can meet Liel and Nicole. And their number is 011-884-0000. And then I must just mention that Roy's operation in Jan Smuts Avenue is on 011-325-7777. Or you can log on to their very busy website, cashinn.co.za.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you so much for saying so good words about us. So so we were talking about the wine slot, and I think people will start getting there of it as soon as they see how many problems we can solve on air. It is amazing, the power of media. You know, you say something and we say it into a vacuum, and we don't know who we're speaking to really, but you see the responses, and it's so lively to know that you guys listening. So please respond. But I'd like to, oh, first of all, today's birthdays. Today's, like I said, is the 6th of July, and the first birthday, actually the most popular person. Anyway, I don't know who does the popularity poll, but it's Kevin Hart. He's 38 today.
Ah, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
He's
you know what his middle name is?
What?
Darnell. I mean, I don't know. He must be a Darnell.
Actually, yesterday I watched him a little bit.
He's funny.
An awesome,
funny.
Awesome show that called, I think, Hollywood, not Bachelors, Hollywood.
Bachelorette?
No. It's about all these black comedians, and they had the show, and Kevin Hart is in it. They had like 6 or 7 seasons. It's hilarious.
You know what I like about Kevin Hart?
What?
He's my size. Yeah. So if I ever meet him, I don't have to look up to him.
He says, you know what he says.
But you know, wait, before that, Kevin Hart was born in Philadelphia 38 years ago, like Roy said. He's the number one paid comedian in the cinema today in movies.
So he's overtaken Eddie Murphy.
He's overtaken Chris Rock.
He's overtaking a lot of guys, I think. I don't know who was the number
Look,
one
he's
paid.
Obviously, he's
but
obviously
Philadelphia
highly,
is city,
yeah.
Declared the 6th of July Kevin Hart Day. from now on.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be a special day for him.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of respect. So, yeah. But he deserves it. He's awesome.
You know, he plays these frenetic characters. High aggression, running around, crazy. I find that irritating, actually.
No, to a point. To a point.
To a point.
I can take him for...
10 minutes.
Know, I don't know. I love him. I love him.
That's good.
In the end of the day, it's very friendly. He's not aggressive.
He's not.
It's that's what's nice about it. That everybody can.
For me, Chris Rock was amazing because he turned the industry. I think the other way around. He's amazing. He curses a lot, but not like Eddie Murphy. I mean, Murphy only curses.
No. But Eddie Murphy, they say all these guys, they learn from.
Jackie Mason was from Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
I think Chris Rock is better.
I love Richard Pryor.
Yeah, he's amazing.
But he's what Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock and everybody, it's the cursing and the... it's so funny. I'm sorry.
I don't know. For my opinion, one of the greatest ever was Bill Cosby. Oh, he's Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby is amazing.
I saw Bill Cosby at Sun City.
I saw him too.
Many years ago. Yeah. He was just him on stage alone, sitting in a...
On a chair.
Big chair, And telling stories, which he does well.
Storyteller, yeah.
And
you know what's the funniest thing? Did you hear Eddie Murphy making an impression of Bill Cosby?
Yes.
Doing an impression. What do you think of Jamie Foxx?
Not in the funny way. He's a good actor.
He's a very good actor.
I never liked him when he was a comedian.
Was he a comedian?
Yes, he started as a comedian. Stand-up comedy. Oh, that's
he
how
moved
he started.
Into acting, and he's done very well.
He's a very good actor. He's a good singer.
He's a very good singer.
But not a good comedian. He started as a comedian. That's how he made his...
There were too many comedians crowding the stage, and he decided he's going to show them that he can act.
Always in America, there's always this place for black comedians. They have very big support and... And they're very talented. Listen, they're taking out guys that are very, very talented.
Amazing, huh?
In America.
Amazing. So Kevin Darnell Hart is an actor, comedian, writer, and producer, born in and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hart began his career by winning several amateur comedy competitions. He says, my main goal is to be a self-made man and have control over what's mine. It's well-known fact that tall people are evil. Except Eitan, I promise you.
Yeah, he's a good heart.
But except Eitan is like he's got more heart than tall.
And Eitan is very funny, you know that. He comes up with funny jokes
clever,
and he says very funny
clever
things.
And
he should go on stage.
He should.
Eitan should, yes.
He should.
Never
got,
mind, we're getting off the track.
Yeah. He says, Kevin Hart says, I'm a whipping 5'4" tall, and I'm not going to get any taller. He says another thing, very clever. He says, some people are jerks and some people aren't. Kevin, you can come with something better than this. Mm-hmm. He says, I don't write material. Funny things happen to me in the course of the day. I just make notes. I promise you, that's exactly what's happening to me. I like laughing. For me, if a day with art...
Laughter
is, you know, it's a canceled day. It's like, why would you wake up in the morning and be upset?
So what do you find funny, Roy? I mean, what tickles your funny bone?
I will plead the fifth on that one.
Fifth what?
Yeah, amendment.
Oh, really? Do we have it in South Africa?
No, don't have any.
I'm talking American. The American.
We're not in America, Roy.
What tickle? I love watching people. I love watching
observing
people.
Observing life.
Observing life.
But you see that all the time with people coming into your shop.
Yeah, but I never make fun of people. You know,
no, of course.
Some people,
exactly.
But you know what?
That's why.
The best thing in my life is make them laugh.
90% of the times that we laugh a day is with the people around us, the people that we know, we're familiar and comfortable with. They're the one that make us laugh. They're the one that's more comfortable for us to tell jokes.
You know, we had like, for instance, the two burkis come to my office, but the two, you know, the 4x4s, you know, those ones that... Two and a half meters tall and 2.5 meters wide.
Evil.
Both of them come to my office and say, is that your boyfriend? And they look at you. I'm not sure if they're going to hit you or laugh at you. So if you make them laugh, that's what you, it's like an icebreaker.
And then
it's like, so how's your boyfriend feeling?
Very
hey,
nice,
boot.
But again,
I don't know, but I haven't asked her lately.
Use more. 42, 50 cents.
Oh.
And he's number 4 in popularity poll.
Curtis, what's his name?
Yeah, Curtis James Jackson III.
Curtis James.
Also known professionally as 50 Cent. He's an American rapper, actor, businessman, and investor.
Yeah. Lately he went bankrupt a couple of years ago, so he's not such a
great investor. Yeah. We must go to Robert Kiyosaki, because maybe he'll teach him something about it. You know, let me tell you about something about 50 Cent. The only time I knew who 50 Cent is, Chris Rock had one of his jokes when he said, he was talking about assassinations.
Yes.
And they say there was assassination attempt on 50 Cent, and there was assassination attempt on this one. He says, no, it was not. These two idiots got shot. I mean, he wasn't not assassinated. Yeah. He got shot. Kennedy was assassinated, but this 50 Cent was shot.
Yeah, you don't assassinate someone by a drive-by, shooting him nine times. He got shot nine times.
Serious?
Yeah.
Whoa. So he says, when you've been, that's 50 Cent's, when you've been in a life-threatening situation, you become aware that life is not forever. I would say
I agree with that. I've had experiences.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah. And he says, you know how a person is made for something. He says, Eminem is made for hip-hop. The best rapper is a white man. He said that. I mean, really, he said that. And then who's number five in a popularity poll?
Mm-hmm.
Is Sylvester. Sylvester Stallone. He's 71 years old, believe it or not. His name is Michael Sylvester Gardazio Stallone.
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an American actor.
The Italian Stallone.
Italian, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we know that.
Stallone, eh? He's an American actor, filmmaker, screenwriter. Well known of Rocky and
Rambo.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, his career's been resurrected. He's been in quite a few other movies. Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
He's 71. He's not a, like...
Yeah, but on top of it, he always have this... he have muscles.
He has image.
And he speak with his bended mouth. Yeah. But he's a good actor.
He's a good actor. And he's a very clever filmmaker.
He's got a brother, Michael. And Michael came to South Africa many years ago, and I interviewed him.
And
he was in the shadow of Sylvester. He never quite made it. He was a singer. He did country music, believe it or not, and he came out here to perform.
Serious?
Yes, seriously.
I really would like to meet Sylvester Stallone. For me, Rambo.
That's Sylvester. No. I didn't meet Sylvester. I met
Sylvester,
his brother.
Sylvester's brother, the other brother, was here like 2 months ago.
Was he?
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, that's his sister, not the brother.
he was here on a mission.
He was here, not Sylvester. On a mission. They had a nice big... Expo.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's the mission.
Ah, it's a mission.
You see what I'm saying?
The mission is for Schwarzenegger.
To kill people.
To conquer Iran.
he was there to kill people with kindness.
Sylvester says, playing polo is like trying to play golf during an earthquake. That's right.
Who said that?
Sylvester.
I didn't think he knew.
Clothing is the first step to building a character. I believe that. Really, I do believe.
Yeah.
First thing, dress nice. First of all, I believe any success in life is made by going into an area with a blind, furious optimism. Is not wrong. Listen, it's not wrong. Usually, whenever you're scared of something, do it. If you're not afraid of it, don't do it. It's a problem, big problem. You know who is number six on the popularity poll? Is George Bush. He's 71 as well.
Which young one?
Yeah.
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush, the last president.
Before Obama.
Yeah. Before Obama. Yeah. George Walker Bush is an American politician who served as the 43rd president of the United States from 2001 to 2009. He was also the 46th governor of Texas from 1995 to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you can fool some of the people all the time. Those are the ones you want to concentrate on. This is true. You know, they say you can fool, you know that, who said that, you can fool
some people all the time.
Yeah, but he says you can fool some people. You can fool some people all the time. Those are the ones you want to concentrate on 100%. You can fool them the whole time. I mean,
ANC would tell you that 23 years ago.
They asked him, do you think faith will be an important part of being a good president? He says, yes, I do. I believe that God has planted in every heart the desire to live in freedom. I believe that too. Should have talked to our number one as well. And Nancy Reagan, today is a birthday. Well, she died last year.
Mm.
She died 2016.
There's no birthday.
Yeah?
It's not her birthday.
Well,
she's
still
passed
a birthday.
On.
Yeah.
Well, she was still.
I don't know. I don't always
day.
Agree with her.
I liked her. I liked Nancy Reagan. I like
you're
President
right
Reagan.
That we
actually,
don't. We stop celebrating when the guy
when
passed
they passed
away.
On. There's no to celebrate. They're no longer with us.
But it's still his birthday.
She was
you
the first lady
it, yes.
of the
so
40th
what,
president.
What would you suggest, Peter, to start remembering people by their passing day after they pass?
Well, that's what they do. You know, when you get these big award ceremonies and like the Oscars, and then they have a section where they remember people have made a contribution,
and
in memoriam.
The birth date until the
until
passing
they passed
date.
On, but they remember them. So you're not saying, oh, I'm celebrating their birthday.
No, not celebrating, but mentioning. But,
Remembering
them.
Remembering them. Yeah, what they've put into living in life and what they've contributed to society. Yes, I agree from that aspect. But, you know, no one celebrates a birthday of someone who's passed on.
We're going to listen to Yuda Polika. This is Kapaim.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
And we're back here listening to Roy and Friends on Chai FM 101.9, your favorite station. You can contact us 074-654-7335. Or you can SMS us 34519 or email us 062-148-2374. And if I'll be able to see my emails
SMSs,
I don't know, it just went off. Is it off by you as well? Yeah, it's off by him as well. So in the meantime, our SMSs are a little bit...
We have a technical problem.
We've got a technical problem. So we were talking about... you know, I found something very funny. I found something very funny. Yesterday I was talking about, I don't know if you paid attention. I'm not talking about you because you better pay attention. I'm talking about the ones at home.
He's looking at us.
Yeah. We paid attention because yesterday I was talking about that King Abdullah had a meeting with Gerald Kushner, and he said to him that Israel must start talking to the Palestinians, and that's going
to
quieten the whole region. It's going
to
quieten the whole region. And I said to myself, hey, guys,
nothing to do.
What does it have to do with us? What does they think if we're going to start?
No,
talking,
but I think that the Trump administration is spot on. It don't take this excuse anymore. It's got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah.
The Middle East got other problem, and now they highlighted it with what they're doing with Qatar. Qatar is a big, big problem in the Middle East. Iran is a very big problem. Israel is saying it for very long time.
100%.
That on top of the fact that they don't agree with Israel and they don't agree with the right of Israel to exist, they are sponsoring terror organization. Sponsoring. Hezbollah, Hamas, they sponsored by Iran, and that
Hamas is definitely Hamas is Hezbollah is 100% sponsored by Iran. But the idea is like this: if there were talks with Abu Mazen, which is if Israel will start talking to Abu Mazen, which is the head of the Palestinian Authority in Judea and Samaria, that area, if Israel starts speaking to him, Hamas in Gaza will start heating up the borders. They'll start sending rockets, doing stuff to jeopardize the whole idea. So it's not really in our hand, not really in the Israelis' hand what they do. Over and above that, let's say, just for argument's sake, that if you forget about the conflict, look what's happening in Iran wants to be an empire like the old Persian Empire. Turkey wants to come back to be the Ottoman Empire. They want to. They really do. They do their best to do that. Eh? They really want to be. The guy built himself a palace with 1,000 rooms. Would you believe that?
1,000 rooms.
1,000 rooms. Palace he built. Yeah.
I got 4 rooms and I don't need 2 of them.
I've got two rooms and I need 1.
It's like the palace of the lost city.
1,000 rooms. So it's got a palace, not 1,000 rooms.
Palace doesn't have 1,000 rooms.
I don't think it's got 200 rooms. But anyway, so he built a palace.
Most hotels don't have 1,000 rooms.
Even the Queen.
Even Las Vegas, they don't have 1,000 rooms, do they? Some of the hotels?
I don't think so. No,
I'm
some of them
sure
do.
No, the big hotels do.
Yeah, but that's a room, not like... He's got a palace. My brother is... So you've got a palace. So he wants to be the old... he wants to resurrect the old Ottoman Empire.
So what Zuma want to be if he is building kind of life? What do you want to be?
He wants to be Mugabe.
He wants...
What? He wants to take us with
an old, ugly guy. Come on. Why? Mugabe didn't... invented any lands and didn't have any empires.
Yes, he did. did. Oh, invent? No, he didn't.
No, like he took.
He took because you know why they take? They take because they don't have what to give to the people. They take all the money. But then people complain, the say, "Oh, but I give you land."
Yeah,
so they take from you land and
they took the land and they didn't do anything with the land.
100%. That's where the country is today.
When it was Rhodesia, and
you had a joke about it. You remember that you sent me a joke about it. This couple sitting in a hut in the middle of Zimbabwe, and they don't have what to eat, and they're hungry, and there's water, and there's infested diseases, whatever. Suddenly, they hear a noise, and the pipes are rattling, and water starts squirting out. Suddenly, they hear outside a commotion. They're giving food up. So he says to his wife, "My dear, prepare the panga. The whites are back."
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
You didn't? So I thought it was your joke.
No, I wouldn't send you a joke like that. No. It's racist.
This is not racist.
Yes, whites come in, they want to take from the blacks. You don't think so?
Not taking, they're giving the blacks, man.
Oh, okay, well.
If the water is back, it might be that someone's doing something right.
Yeah.
Roy, if I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.
So we've got... So what's happening now with Iran? Iran wants to be wants to come back to be the old Persia and take over the whole Middle East. Turkey is getting more power and is getting friendlier with Qatar. Turkey is the only place that actually Qatar is negotiating right now, talking to, and we've got. Libya, which is fighting tribes fights there.
No, Libya is a big, big mess.
Big mess.
It was before, like Sudan. Like, this is why even the Israelis, they have to keep their eyes open on these places, because from these places, a lot of bad things coming to our region, and it's a threat on Israel.
Yeah, the spill out. Yeah, we've got a problem. And then people think...
Like you said, Iran is busy building... Factories for missiles in Lebanon and in Syria.
Yes.
That's going to be for the Hezbollah to shoot it on us. We have to interfere. It's not funny.
Yeah, but from that end, they talk. The idea is like this. The idea is that people must understand that our talks, even if we talk to the Palestinians or we give, nothing will really happen. Because as soon as there will be any agreement with that Palestinian authority, 2 minutes later, Abu Mazen will be assassinated or something will happen to him.
100%. You're 100% right. And the bottom line is we don't have who to talk to. Abu Mazen, like you said, with all the respect, he don't have any authority to do anything because they will go under him and change it.
We've got a couple of wine things, and we're going to come back to you after the... We're going to go directly to the ads, and we'll come back just now after that.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. You can join us on 0746547335. You can also WhatsApp us on 0621482374. And I'd like Peter to read that SMS we received.
One says, "It's been an impossible journey, especially since I'm under disability. I've had a spinal tumor. Please, can you point me in the right direction?"
I think you start with the bottom one. Start with the bottom one.
The bottom one says, "Hi, team. Thanks for your program and advice. I bought a flat in 2011. In 2015, the council lost the building on their grid. When they found it, my flat was placed in my ex-husband's name and placed under a business zone. I made numerous phone calls. I had to prove that the flat was mine. Then I have to prove that my flat is residential. I'm still in this process, but I am owing money. They said I must pay, and then they'll sort it out. I don't have the money."
Sam, I'd like you, if you don't mind, to stay directly in touch with me and email me to roy@cashin.co.za so I can take it personally and see what we can do. We can put the responsible parties on air, and we can discuss with them, and I'll show you the power. And thank you so much, Sam, for sending this SMS to me. And like I said, contact me on roy@cashin.co.za, and I will need from you quite a few documentation if you need help, if you want help. You're most welcome to call us to contact us on 0621482374, and... We almost ending the hour now. The time is now 9:54, and I want to say something. You know, I read the other day that a Pakistani judge sentenced a man to be executed after he was expelled 17 times from six different mosques.
Yeah, the same problem.
Because
not
he was
from the mosque.
Because he was farting.
He was farting during...
Passing wind.
Passing wind during...
During the month of Ramadan.
But you know how the Muslims pray.
How?
They're going down. And if you're behind someone like this, it can be lethal.
Let's not go there, Leo.
Yeah, so this guy, they had enough of him.
Yeah, look, the Ramadan is the most important religious festival of Muslims. I just want to show something. It says the law is clear. He should be stoned to death. Beheading is a very light sentence. And save him from any suffering. So basically, Muhammad al-Wahhabi is 33. He suffers from chronic...
flatulence.
Yes, basically. It's a rare medical condition.
We're winding down.
Yeah.
Right?
So believe it or not...
In 2017, guys. If a guy that have a medical problem gets stoned to death because of his medical problem,
it's a bad state.
Think what these people are doing to gay people and to anybody that they don't agree and they don't understand him.
What it says is Muslims are not allowed to insert any objects into the anus, not even a finger. It is forbidden by the Quran, says the judge. So, guys, with this thought, we're gonna say good Shabbos to you guys. Shabbos. The time is now 9:56. And I want you to enjoy just think about my slot, and you can always contact me on to Roy at Cashin, R-O-Y, at Cashin, you spell with two N's, .co.za, and you can just, on the subject, just say the wine slot. And I thank you so much, and a lovely, lovely weekend.
Thanks, Roy.
Bye-bye. Bye.